From Spark and Anvil and Cosmos Forge, this is Cinch and Flare in Chapter 1 of the Cosmos Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the heart of a young star, two workers leaned into each other like the two halves of an arch. Cinch pulled, a steady, patient tug, drawing every grain of the star stuff down toward the center. Flare pushed, a hot, bright shove, coming up from the burning core, spreading outward in every direction. "I gather it in," said Cinch, hauling gently. "All this weight wants to fall toward the middle. That's me. I never stop." "And I hold it up," said Flare, glowing. "The core down there is burning, and burning makes a push. I send it outward, against you, all the way to the surface." They watched the star hang around them, huge, round, and perfectly still. "Look how calm it is," said the apprentice who had come to watch. "It only looks calm," said Cinch. "It's me pulling in, exactly as hard as Flare pushes out, every single layer. If I win, it falls. If Flare wins, it flies apart." "Even," said Flare, nodding at Cinch. "We hold it even. That stillness, you see? That's the two of us, straining, and neither of us giving an inch."
Flare liked to remember the day the star woke up, because it was the day they met. "Before there was any of me," Flare said, "there was just Cinch. A cold cloud, and Cinch pulling it together, tighter, tighter, packing it down towards the center." They shivered. "It got so squeezed in the middle that it got hot, hotter and hotter, until the core caught. It lit." "That was you being born," said Cinch quietly. "That was me being born," Flare agreed. "And the very first thing I did was push back against the very thing that made me. Cinch had been pulling in with nobody to answer. Then suddenly, there I was, shoving out." Flare laughed. "We've been arm wrestling ever since. But it's a friendly arm wrestle. The star only exists in the space between my push and your pull." The apprentice frowned. "So you're enemies?" "No," said Cinch, and Flare shook their head at the same time. "We're the reason there's anything here at all."
A different apprentice arrived, looking worried, twisting their sleeve. "I don't understand," they said. "If Cinch is always pulling in and Flare is always pushing out, why doesn't one of them just win? Why doesn't the star fall down or blow up right now?" Cinch smiled. "Because we correct each other. Watch." Cinch pulled a little harder and the star's middle squeezed. And as it squeezed, the core got hotter and Flare's push got stronger, shoving right back until the squeezing stopped. "See," said Flare, "when Cinch pulls in, the middle heats up, and that makes me push harder until we're even again. And if I ever push too hard and puff the star out, the middle cools and my push weakens, and Cinch reels it back in." They grinned. "We keep catching each other, layer by layer, top to bottom, all the way through. That's why it holds." "So the stillness is the two of you fixing each other," the apprentice said slowly. "All day, every day, for billions of years," said Cinch. "Steady isn't lazy. Steady is the hardest work there is."
The worried apprentice came back the next day. "But it can't last forever, can it? The core is burning. Doesn't the fuel run out?" Cinch and Flare looked at each other, and for a moment neither spoke. "It does," Flare admitted. "One day the core will burn low. My push will fade." They said it plainly, without fear. "And when I can't push as hard, I win," said Cinch gently. "Not because I got stronger, because Flare got tired. I pull the star inward, and it changes. It might swell up huge and red first, when the burning moves to a new layer, and Flare flares out wide. Or it might sink down small and quiet," Cinch shrugged. "The star's whole life, young, bright, giant, faded, Every stage of it is just which of us is winning and by how much at that moment. The apprentice's eyes went wide. So the whole life story of a star is this? This one tug of war slowly tipping? That's the whole story, said Flair, beginning to end. Us leaning on each other until one of us finally can't.
When the apprentices had gone, Cinch and Flair stood in the hum of the steady star, holding it even between them, the way they always had. I used to be afraid of myself, Cinch said quietly. I'm the pole that falls things down. I thought that made me the ending, the one who crushes, the one who wins when everything else gives out. They looked up at Flair. But you push because I pull. You caught fire because I held on. Without me squeezing, you'd never have lit it all. And without me pushing back, said Flair, you'd have nothing to hold up. You'd just be a fall with nothing falling. They leaned in, warm against the cool weight of their partner. Cinch was quiet for a while, feeling the great steady star resting in the space they made together, the pull and the push, meeting all the way down with no seam and no winner. And the old fear that had sat in them for so long, the fear of being the one who ends things, finally loosened and went calm, replaced by something steadier and warmer, the plain, glad knowledge that they were not the star's ending at all. They were half of what kept it alive. We hold it even, Cinch said softly. Even, said Flair, glowing gentle in the dark, for as long as we both can.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cinch and Flair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.